just put a little skip in your step right there, partner.
Miss Cheryl, tell us about Tour de Trees. We talked about it a little bit last hour.
Yeah, we're excited. This is a new thing we've added to the Arbor Day celebration. It's a little later. It's May 2nd, so it's a Saturday. So come out from 8:30 to 11:30. You can bike, you can run, you can walk, you can even drive if you want to. But six magnificent trees, and they really are magnificent. They were picked by several experts as trees to highlight on our first ever Tour de Trees, pretty much along Central from, I believe it's Glendale and Missouri, up around that area, some really mature trees. And there's six different trees that you can see. You can look at them. You can see them at maturity. But also, it's a great time to talk with a professional arborist.
Each tree will have an arborist stationed at them.
At that tree.
Do you know who those arborists are, all six of them?
I do not know who those are.
I don't either. I'd be curious. I bet you I would find Richard Atkins at one of them.
I bet you would. I'm pretty much thinking he'll be there. It's supported by the Community Tree Council, Valley Permaculture. It's going to have really good arborists there. ANA's a part of it. It's a really good time. If you haven't called in here to get all your questions answered, go over to that tree and talk to those arborists and talk to them about tree selection. Also, talking about pruning. It's a good time to look at your tree, and hopefully there's no pests or diseases you've got going on in your trees. But we heard about that new pest we have in Arizona last hour as well. So a great time to really have an opportunity to talk one-on-one with a professional arborist.
I think we should make a game out of this. I got Richard Atkins, Jonathan Manning, John Eisenhower.
Maybe Steve Preeb?
Steve Preeb.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. So it'll be just a great opportunity to get a free education from a wealth of knowledge.
Right.
And at the same time, preview some incredible trees. 2.5 miles, so easy walk, easy bike ride. You can drive it. I don't know if they're going to give you a hard time, but I would certainly think most of these are in residential lots. So you're still going to have a lot of walking at each one, depending on how many people there. So it'd probably just be easy to bike or walk it.
Beautiful day. It should still be this great Arizona spring that we're having, so it'd be a great time to get out and take that walk.
Can't beat that. Let's go to the callers. Let's take Bill calling from Tucson. Bill, you've got a little problem with some brick patios?
Yes, I do. A patio deck. And what it is I'm getting in a limited area where it wasn't completely coated with a sealer, again, effervescent veins and splotches.
Okay. All right.
And the trouble is I've tried removing them with, I can get them with vinegar or even another stuff, trying with another weak acid.
Okay.
It gets the splotches and stuff to go away, but as soon as you mix it or as soon as it dries, they come right back.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Bill, hold on 1 second. We actually have a studio full of guests here this morning, and one of them just happens to be commercial and sales manager regionally for Bellegarde Pavers, Mr. Nathan Angel. Nathan, come on into the conversation and help Bill out in Tucson. Effervescence on your patios. Let's start with the beginning. In a paver patio, do you seal the pavers?
You certainly can.
Okay.
It's really more of a personal choice.
Okay.
Do you want to protect the pavers from spills or stains? Then there's one particular one that we would want to recommend then.
Okay.
If you're looking for color enhancement, then we would recommend a completely different kind of seal process there. But it's really a personal choice. You don't have to. I would recommend normal cleaning as a part of it more than I would cleaning and sealing.
A lot of times, certain manufacturers will have warranties only if you seal and you maintain it a certain amount of time. Not something that's applicable here?
No.
Excellent.
So effervescence. How are we going to fight effervescence? Other than eliminating moisture, as long as they're getting wet, they're going to effervesce, in my experience. How about your experience?
Well, I guess, first of all, with efflorescence, we want to know how old the pavers are, because traditionally we shouldn't be seeing efflorescence too much past its sort of first year life cycle.
Okay.
Mostly it's unhydrated Portland cement in the mix that ends up getting moisture through absorption process, and then it blooms.
Okay.
So that's what we're seeing on the surface. Now, my question to the caller in Tucson is, if it's a traditional brick, with mortar in the joints,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be fighting efflorescence
forever.
For a long, long time because that it's not necessarily coming out of the brick. It's coming out of the mortar. In the joints.
And it never cures to the point where it's not going to effervesce.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
The only way to combat it is keep the moisture off of it. If you've got a sprinkler irrigation system that's getting the edges of it wet and moist, you're going to have efflorescence forever. The only way I know to combat it is with a light muriatic.
Well, and actually, solution. Yeah, so in that case on brick and the mortar, those would be fine. We don't particularly like muriatic or even vinegar on a concrete paver.
Okay.
Because of the damage that they can do.
Okay.
We have synthetic acid mixes that we sell for our industry.
Okay.
That are not very expensive. They're available everywhere. They're available in the Tucson market.
You think
readily.
You think friendly old Joe down there at Young Block would be a good place for Bill to go?
Yeah, he can definitely help him out. We've got dealers in that market that carry the efflorescence cleaner that we recommend.
Yeah.
And all the it can't be simpler. Just the follow the instructions on the back of the container. Oh, come
right.
on.
Oh,
come on. Right.
Simple.
Oh, that
easier
part.
Said than done.
Oh,
you want me to read
the
those little tiny words in that booklet on everything?
Well, I'll take it even easier. Got a QR reader on your phone? Just hit it and go right to the YouTube video.
All right,
watch it.
That's Nathan Angel from Belgard Pavers. We're going to have all kinds of brains in here from Belgard in the 10 o'clock hour. You got to stay tuned for that. But since the question was there, I had to grab you and invite you into the conversation. More with Cheryl Gore, Arizona Nursery Association, when we get back.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.